jump right out.
Okay, go ahead. Today is November 4th, 2003, and sitting in on this recording is Nicola Locally, April Lactonin Counselor, and Shauna Hegna. Okay. So maybe what we could do is we could start out talking about the months. And then while you're doing that, I can look up in the dictionary the correct spellings for the days of the week.
Okay, that sounds good. We'll just go over first we'll go over the ones from the historical sources, and I'll sound them out, and then you can tell me maybe what they mean, or if they sound like they might be a good choice or not. Because some of these, they have the same word for more than 1 month,
mm-hmm.
Because different people would tell different explorers different things. So, first, for month, we have Ichaluk. It's the same as like a moon, one moon. For January, we have Kapnachchik. It's supposed to be kind of like cutting up the smoked salmon into little strips. Kapnachchik. Does that mean anything to you? Does it sound a little bit like Kup? I think it's supposed to be a little bit like Kupchunak. Maybe we should do Kup. How would you? I guess it would be like. Well, I'm not sure. I'll check on that. Try to find a little.
How do you see it again?
Kapnachchik. Kapnachchik.
Means
to cut it?
Yeah, cut it.
Oh. So this must have something to do with that. It has the same root word. So kapuku is to cut it up. and then for January or February, we have two different ones. We have Kuihet Anit, and it's supposed to mean the mother of rivers. Kuihet Anit.
Kuihet Anit.
Does that mean the mother of rivers? I'm not sure why they would choose that for January or February, but and the other choice is Ahwinak, kind of like
Ahwak.
Yeah, it's supposed to mean the time that whales are born. Ahwinak. And then for just February, we also have the Kapnachchik, the cut up the food one, and then Nanichak, like the short month.
Nanichak, yeah.
Short month?
Yeah, Nanichak is short month.
And then for March, we have Manichjihuak, the time where ravens and eagles lay eggs, or the beginning of eggs.
No, I didn't know they ate that early.
Yeah, I didn't either. But we have two different explorers that people said that to. Manichjihuak. What does that mean to you?
Manichjihuak. I got to talk with somebody else. Manichjihuak. I don't really.
Manichjihuak.
That don't sound right at all.
Okay. Maybe it's something like Manichjihuak or something like that.
Manichjihuak. Chil. Manichichikok.
Manichichikok.
They're going to lay eggs. Manichichikok.
Manichichikok.
Maybe that's what they're going to say.
Yeah, that might be.
Manichichikok, yeah.
And then we have, for April, we have one that's similar. Manich Chichak, the beginning of eggs, of good ones, of edible fowl. Mm. We also have Sakulchik.
Sakulchik, they got not a chick, huh?
Yeah. This one's supposed to... This one's supposed to be something like... when the birds come back, or maybe something about birds or ducks. Sakulchik. Sakulchik.
I don't know what that chick's supposed to mean.
Okay, I'll put a question mark there.
I got to talk with somebody else, at, you know, like Nadia or Dennis or Florence.
Okay.
Because I never really heard that.
Yeah, these ones are all, most of these are really old words. Mm-hmm. So there's different ones. They use different ones in the Chugach region, too. I just wanted to see if you could understand any of them, because they're so in there. I think they might just be in like an older form.
Yeah, there's some, I understand, you know, what the beginning is, but that chit and stuff like that, you know, that, that's kind of confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Why they got so many of that?
Mm-hmm. The chick and chuck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For June, we have mangangun or mangahat.
Mangahat is a dolphin.
Dolphins.
Yeah. Or what do you call them?
Porpoises.
Porpoise, yeah.
Does mangangun mean anything to you?
Mangangun, yeah, that's the same.
Kind of the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's supposed to mean something about...
Mangangun is that like a mangak.
Mangak. This is supposed to be when the dolphins and the whales have their babies.
Mm-hmm.
And then another explorer says the name for June is Kaihiat. When seals have their babies, or seals give birth?
Mm-hmm.
Kehiad.
Yeah.
And that means like baby seals?
Mm-hmm.
For July, it says Kohyangun, the emergence of fox pups. Like Kohyak, Kohyangun.
Kohyangut. Is having a baby. Kohyangut.
That means the foxes are having babies? Mm. And then also for July we have Mangahat, which is like dolphins.
Mangahat, yeah.
Mangahat.
Mangahat, yeah. It's like dolphins, yeah.
Dolphins.
I think that would be better.
For July.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then someone else said for August, that same one about the foxes having babies. But then also in the dictionary it says Uxwam Ichalua, which means fall moon.
Oh, yeah. That would be
like that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uxwamichalwa.
Uxwamichalwa. I think, let's see. Okay. And then for September, Kanhuyochik or Kanhusochik. Kanhuyochik or Kanhusochik. It's supposed to be something about frost.
Mm-hmm.
Kanhuyochik.
That's what I can't remember, the trust. I don't know how. I know there's a word for it. I just can't.
I think it's supposed to be Kanak.
Kanak. K-A-N-E-Q. Kanak.
I think the problem is that it's so close for snow.
Mm-hmm.
Be frosty. For a fog neck. Nung Lohluni. I don't know. That was a tough one. N E N G L I R L U N I. Nung Lohluni.
Okay. Well, there's a couple of different ones here in for September. What does Tachahun mean? Something?
Huh?
Tachahun? Or Tuhakuch? Well, these aren't in aren't written in our alphabet, so it's hard to know what they meant there.
And she said this frost.
Kanhusochik or Kanhuyochik? Kanhuyochik. Kanhusochik.
But it don't make sense at all.
Okay. I always liked this one for October. Kakhliachwik, where you get a runny nose.
Kakhluhuik.
Kakluhuik, where you get snots.
Yeah,
I like that one. Because it does start getting cold in October.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then it also has the one about frost, like in September, but we'll just skip that one because it's not very clear. For November, Atrachtuaun. Atrachtuaun. Atrachtuk.
Atrachtuk is digging clouds or getting something on the beach.
Oh.
Atrachtuk. Mamayanak.
Let's see what's 11. 11 isn't even in the dictionary.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, we'll put a question mark by that one. Then we also have time of snow on the mountains. Kanhuyochik or Kanhusochik. That's the same as for September and October. Kanak.
Kanik.
Kanik. Kanik. So the maybe the meaning is good, but the word isn't.
Yeah.
And then for December, it also has Kakhliachwik. But it says it means rivers and lakes freeze. I think that it...
The word for frozen is Kumlachlugu.
Kumlachlugu, yeah.
Kumlachlugu.
Kumlachnau. Kumlachnau. Kumlachnaskak. That's it. Kumlachnaskak. Kumlachnaskak is the one that's frozen.
To be frozen?
Yeah. Kumlasaskat. Kumladok means it's freezing. Kumlasnaok is it's frozen.
Kumlasnaskak is means it's frozen?
Mm-hmm. Kumlasnaok.
Kumlasnaok. What's the difference between Kumlasngauk and Kumlasngaskak?
Kumlasngauk is frozen. It is frozen.
And Kumlasngauk is it's freezing?
It's frozen.
Oh, it froze.
Yeah, frozen. Kumlasngauk is frozen. Kumlasngauk is frozen too.
Okay, just two different ways of saying it. Okay. Well, let's look at some more modern ones. Do we have an extra copy?
No,
of this
I only got two copies. Okay. But you could have my copy, so you can read along.
Okay. So their word for moon is tankik. So I'm just gonna change their tankik to ihaluk when I read it, because that's our word.
Yeah.
And then you tell me if you recognize any of them, because they're probably a little bit different than ours. Chuklihpak.
Chuklihpak.
What does that
ihaluk
mean?
The first
month. Oh, the first month.
Chuklihpak, first month.
And then Nanilnguk ihaluk.
Yeah, a small, short.
Short month. And then Ichiwasak ihaluk. Ichiwalak. Ichiwasak. I recognize that word
so
from somewhere. I just can't remember.
What that supposed to mean?
Ichiwala.
We don't know. It doesn't. Ichiwala.
Ichiwashak, because it's double L.
Yeah, I think in that little booklet it had just one L. Ichiwashak.
You want me to run downstairs and do a search on the?
If you want to.
I'm going to go back to him anyway.
Okay, let's press pause.
Hold on, I'm trying to get to the seasonal cycle here.
Okay. Since we don't know anything about Ichiwala or Ichiwashak, maybe we could do something with the eggs. Is March when birds start laying their eggs, or is it more April?
I thought Lauren said yesterday May.
I know that for seagulls.
For seagulls.
A diet.
Does anything else important happen in March? This one is the red salmon month. Can you think of anything else important that happens in March that we could name the month after? Because all we have is something about eggs, but if most people don't think eggs are in...
No, I don't think so. In March, you know, I don't think they have eggs in the snow.
Yeah.
A lot of snow.
Maybe a snowbird.
That's when the ice starts rotting, isn't it?
Yeah.
The time of melting?
April needs to start melting.
Okay. Maybe, well, what we wrote down the other day was Keichnayak, time when you're hungry.
Keichnayak.
Keichnayak ichaluk. It might be good just to remind people that a long time ago, you know, you did get hungry.
Keichwalik.
Keichwalik.
Keichwalik is Keichwalik is hungry.
Time of hunger?
Yeah. Keichwalik. Keichwalik is when you're starving.
Keichwalik is just when you're hungry. Keichwalik
ichaluk.
Keichwalik
ichaluk. Ichalum.
Ichalum? Or ichalua? Or no?
Yeah, ichalua. We'll have to decide, you know,
yeah.
A whole bunch of, like,
Florence and Nadia and Mary.
Yeah.
You know, if Mary's in town, Sven mentioned that Mary wanted to talk with Nick. Maybe she wanted to talk a Lutik.
Yeah,
we can invite her
come.
On Friday.
I should have told her, told him why she don't come here, you know.
Yeah. So let's see if she'd like to come. That would be nice.
Un bajo seco.
Oh, tomorrow we're just meeting with Florence, and then that's Wednesday, and then Thursday we meet with you here again, and then on Friday we all meet at Florence's.
Oh, so Wednesday, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do I do tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Wednesday.
Oh, I'm lost.
Yeah, I lose track of May, there's so many words you can call it besides red salmon coming, because that's when seagulls lay their eggs. That's when you do your spring work. We'll just write down those ideas. Oh, I don't know why I'm writing it on here when you made me this nice note page.
Yeah, May month is too Niklik month too.
Mm-hmm. That's when the first red salmon come. We should name it that, I think.
Okay. We like Niklik. And we like Keihualuk, but we don't know exactly how we're going to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Nanichak for February.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chukchekbak the first month for January. What about Sakulad for April?
For April.
Yeah, does that sound...
Yeah, uh-huh.
And when the ducks come back?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they start coming back and they start laying.
Laying their eggies. What about for June? Summer month? Kiachak Ichaluk.
Uh-huh, yeah.
How would you say it? Kiachlak or Kiachshak?
Oh, I gotta talk with somebody else. Kiachlak. Kiachwik.
We'll do a check on that one.
Kiachmanach.
Check on that one. And then for July, Amachdut, pink salmon.
Yeah.
August, dog salmon.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should do something, though, with salmon berries instead of just all salmon.
Oh, yeah, in August.
Like Alachnat Ichaluk.
Berry month. I think more people get berries than they get dog salmon.
Okay, Alachnat Ichaluk.
Alachanam Ichalwa.
Alachanam Ichalwa?
Yeah, just keep a question mark. See what the mother think.
Okay.
Ichalwa is just a month.
And that means the berries month?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then September, Kakiyat Ichaluk, Silver's month.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. And then October.
Oh, I left October off of here. I knew I was going to do something like that.
I didn't notice.
I was going so quickly through down this list making it.
I kind of don't like on the Chugach list how they have, you know, month, but then for October, November, they have Ukswashak. I feel like if you're naming all the months, you should... Maybe like
consistency.
Maybe Ukswam Ichalwa. Falls month.
Yeah.
Falls month.
Ukswam Ichalwa. And then for November,
we could do also October. Like either, you know, something like the month of rain or the month when the snow is first on the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that, too.
Although lately, it's not even till November till we get snow on the mountains. Maybe for November we can do, like, the month where it gets cold. or like starts getting cold. Yeah, yeah. For November, Kinguxia. I guess it's the one after October.
One after October, yeah.
But that just, that's not very descriptive, really. Maybe. What month did you usually go trapping when you were younger?
I think it used to be end of September or October, I think.
Oh, okay, that's a little bit earlier.
They have for November in this dictionary, I don't know if it's the same as your guys' because I don't have it. Kapkanam ya yahlua.
Kapkanak is trapping, yeah.
Yeah, they have that for November, like the month to trap.
We can put that for an option. Kap, how would you say it?
Kapkanak. Kapkanak.
Kapkanak ichaluk. Or we, maybe I'll just write maybe something about, let's see, it's just hard though since the climate is changing so much to talk about what happened during what month, you know, because in another 10 years we might not even get snow anymore.
Yeah, or it might start snowing really bad.
Yeah.
Might go right back where it was.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Put some of them in all the same.
I think December should be the month of of snow or cold or something like that. Cause
well, right now, or well, not right now, but the one, the Chugach one, is the Christmas's month. How do you feel about that?
Alasistwa.
Yeah, alasistwam tang or alasistwam ichalua.
Yeah, Christmas month.
But what is the Russian Orthodox Christmas? That's not till January.
January.
That's true.
So, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's right, too.
Yeah, so we would have problems with that in our...
I think so.
Okay.
January should be a Russian month.
January should be like the month of celebration because you have New Year's,
yeah.
Christmas...
There you go.
Yeah.
How do you say celebrate? Or gathering or party?
The month to gather? That's a good one.
No, Nexahuik, that's when you're
having fun. Month of having fun? We should set aside a month like that every year.
We could ask the mother, see what they think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So for December, yeah, maybe we should do something. Well, November and December, both things about freezing, snow, cold.
Because we don't...
Or even... Well, no, usually you don't do that till... Because there's so many old stories about how in the winter you run out of, you know, the summer supply of food, and then you have to go clam digging... Or getting stuff from the beach, but that's kind of covered in March, the hungry month.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and you know what we could do if we made a calendar? We could have Amy write like a little. Actually, I think she probably has most of these written up already. Just like a little 2 or 3 sentence blurb about, you know, we could tell her what the meaning is, and then she could talk about like, you know, in March, you know, people would often resort to getting seafood because, she would love it too. Okay, so for November, can you think of anything else fun that happens in November? Well, I guess that's Thanksgiving. Month.
Sakuhsudak.
For a crab boat.
Yeah. November.
November.
What happens?
November.
We get snow on the mountains.
Koyana month.
Koyana month?
Uh-huh. Like for Thanksgiving.
Koyana Mihalwa.
Koyawim Mihalwa. Koyawim.
Koyawim.
I just, you know, see what the other thing, because that's Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Ours are going to be so much more meaningful than what you get. Someone might hear this someday.
What about when do you start getting? When do you start catching rabbits?
November 2.
Yeah.
I think they turn just like ptarmigans. They turn white. It's winter time.
Uh-huh. Oh, like when the rabbits or ptarmigans turn white. Mm-hmm. That would be nice. Yeah.
And the Amida Dukes?
Amida Duke, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they turn white.
Like the month the animals turn white or something?
Yeah, I wonder if that would be really long.
Or white animals?
White animals month. Or we could just call it the white month. Because mm-hmm. then it could be white snow or white animals. I don't know.
Yeah.
Katskok.
Katskok. Ichalok.
I don't think there's a word just for animals in Aleutic, is there?
Yeah, there is actually.
Let me look it up, hold on.
It was one of the Aleutic Word of the Week ones that I recorded with Nick recently. I don't remember what it was though.
Umuwashkat.
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 Umuwashkat means things that live.
Oh, things that live.
Uh-huh.
Things that are living. Don't say animal. Umuwashkat, yeah, you could say animal. Umuwashkat. Umuwashyak.
Umuwashyak.
Umuwashyak is like you have a pet. Umuwashyan. It's your pet or something like that.
Oh, pets.
It kind of around that area.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, your pet or your dog or whatever you have, any kind of living thing you have. Uh-huh. So there's so many stuff.
Okay, so all we have left is...
I'm trying to think of how to call it ptarmigan.
Oh. There must be a word for it,
huh? There's a word for it, but I can't remember. We used to hunt them in Akiaga all the
time. I used to go with my dad a lot when we'd go up hunting.
One time I shot, it was 22, I shot two of them. Just lucky.
Two of them with one shot?
Mm-hmm. They were like this, you know. Mm-hmm. They were up on a hill. Shot her 22. Got both of them.
Wow. How do you spell that?
One time,
Larry.
Oh, PT. I'm in the T's. Oh.
One time when we were in Uchkok in Algabay, me and Larry, seen a loon right in the middle of the bay, you know, in Algabay. He told me, if you hit that loon, he was supposed to give me something. I forget it, what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I did. I hit it. It was 22. I always remember that. It didn't even thought I would hit it. My dad was a crack shot boy. He sharp shooter.
We don't have ptarmigan in here.
Oh, they gotta be. Let's see. They gotta be a word. But Johnny Cooke, yeah.
Oui.
P.T. Ptarmigan. They have in here cut. Wait. Cut. Cut. Kiyahuk.
Oh, Katkhuk. Katkhuk, yeah.
Katkhuk?
Yeah, Katkhuk. Katkhuk, Katkhuk means...
Katkhuk.
White, you know, cut.
White?
Kind of white.
Oh.
Katkhuk, yeah. Thank you. I know there was a word for it. See, I forget stuff like that, too. Katkhuk, Katkhuk, so it's good. Katkhuk, Peter, one echt.
Katkhuk.
Katkhuk.
Katkhuk. Katkhuk. Katkhuk.
That's good.
Katkhuk.
Katkhuk.
Okay. When do the puffins come back?
May.
No, not till May. I was thinking maybe it was in March. That was a month we were having problems with. So what do we have left to brainstorm? November and December?
Because March was too many if they storm. Mm-hmm. How could they come back?
Mostly we have December now.
December?
Well, November we have a lot of ideas, but we'll have to ask other people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me see if they have December in here. I don't think they do. I think I already looked. Oh, you guys go through that pot of coffee already?
No, I'm just making some hot water.
I was like, oh my goodness.
I drank a whole pot this morning home.
You did?
Well, I get up early. You know what's news? Alaska news at 6 o'clock.
I went to bed early last night. I was so tired from entertaining my in-laws all weekend. I was in bed at like 8 o'clock, and then, of course, I woke up at like 2 in the morning. Couldn't go back to sleep, and so then I was up until 4 or 5. Then I went back to bed for like an hour.
Yikes. Well, this morning I got up at like probably 7:30. It wasn't that early. And I went down, had some coffee, had some breakfast, and I was like, oh, I feel so tired, I'm going to go back upstairs. So I went up there, and the clock said 7:30, because that's when my alarm went off, but so I was like, oh, it's so early, I'll lay down for a while. So I laid down, then I woke up, and the clock still said 7:30. I was like, oh, no, because I had switched it over to the alarm time, not the regular time, so I switched it back over. It said 8:30. I was like, oh, I had to run. So,
okay, let's look. And we have first month for January, February short month, March time of hunger, April when the ducks come back, May first red salmon, June summer month, July pink salmon, August salmon berry month, September silver salmon month, October falls month. That's what I had down.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we've come up with so far.
Yeah, or possibly snot month.
Oh, I like that one better.
Which one?
For October, the month of when you start getting snots.
Oh.
But we'll find out if everyone else thinks it's as funny as we do. So it'll be Kakshuchwik.
And then November, we've got a number of ideas. You may pause.
Gotta can't do stuff like that on Saturdays. They're really strict about that.
I wonder how come, because you're getting ready for Sunday, or
for worshiping, I guess. Mm-hmm.
How do you say calendar, Nick? Is it just chuck or just shot?
That's a hard one. Chishat or chishak?
Chishak. What?
Chishak or chishat for a calendar. Do you remember those old peg calendars they used to use? It came from that.
Funny, I can't remember that.
Just luck.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Okay.
We got a lot done today.
Yeah, how much time do we have?
I gotta get going because it's 11:20-25.
I was gonna ask Nick if he would record a
Okay, I'll leave the rest of it.
Okay,
you.
It was on pause, so we're gonna have to start over.
No, I wanted to see what it was first. You know.
Oh, okay, here, I'll put it on pause. So we're gonna start from the beginning of this list. Sea lion.
Weenuck.
Spoon.
Nooskuk.
Lamp.
Lampak.
And biting.
Kukmak.
And then he is biting it repeatedly.
Kukmaha.
And then this one also.
Kukmachtok.
Okay.
It's biting it.
And then fall.
Ukshwak.
Okay. That's great.